to win this battle is by a dream and an interpretation thereof, and we're going to look at what that dream and interpretation signifies, brothers and sisters, and it ties right into what Sister White says. A revival will come from the books of Daniel and Revelation. And then Gideon goes forth in this final battle, and we're going to look at this, and he divides his men up into three companies and himself. And once again, we see this 3-1 combination illustrated. And he puts a torch in a clay pot, and with trumpets, he breaks the clay pots, lets the torch shine out, and shouts out the sword of the Lord in Gideon, and the battle is his. And brothers and sisters will identify that this torch represents the glory of the Lord. The clay vessel represents our humanity. And when you and I will crucify our humanity on the cross of Christ so that His glory can shine out, we will be among those that are giving this final warning message that Gideon is illustrating here in this battle. And as the battle proceeds, we're going to find that Gideon and his army are going to slay two princes, Oreb and Zeb, and two other princes are going to fall along the way, Zalmunna and, let me find this, Zalmunna and one other. And we're going to demonstrate that Zeba and Zalmunna, that Oreb and Zeb are identifying the papacy and the 10 kings of Revelation 17. And that Zeba and Zalmunna are telling us when human probation closes and when the Lord's sacrifice, which is a prophetic term in the Bible about this final destruction of the wicked, takes place. And we're going to see that in the geography that Gideon passes through in this battle, that the time of Jacob's trouble is clearly identified. We're going to see that the martyrdom that takes place during this time period is clearly identified. And for me, this is perhaps the most complete testimony of end time events in one package. There's other issues that aren't identified in the